Good morning, friends. It is great to be together again this morning. As we gather for worship, I invite you to take a moment and let us know you're here, either by filling out the green welcome pad in the row alongside you, following the QR code in your bulletin, or clicking on the link in the chat thread over Zoom. However you're joining us this morning, we are so glad that you're here. You can fill out one of the prayer cards in the row alongside you as well, or simply type your prayer request into the chat thread. The children will collect them a little later in the service. This Wednesday, we have a special Valentine's edition of the Older Adult Luncheon. We'll be gathering downstairs in the Fellowship Hall for brunch at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. We have a very relaxed definition of older adult, so whatever that means to you, we hope you'll come and join us. This Saturday is the monthly men's breakfast at Donna's restaurant. It is a great time of food and fellowship together. All the men of the church, young or old, are welcome. We look forward to seeing you there as well. Next Sunday is our monthly food pantry collection. We'll be rolling out the red wagon once again. The item this month is everybody's favorite, too, toilet paper. So bring along a few rolls to TP the red wagon and help out those in need. On Wednesday evening this week at 7 p.m., we invite you to join us here in the sanctuary for our Ash Wednesday service. Cindy and Marty have been planning the service in conjunction with our partners at Juniata College. It is a time of introspection and reflection as we prepare for this season leading up to Good Friday, Easter, and beyond. Maybe you attend every year, or maybe you've never been to an Ash Wednesday service before. Either way, we hope you'll check it out. It is an incredibly meaningful time. And it signals the beginning of the season of Lent. We hope that all of you are able to embrace this season of preparation for the celebration of Easter. There are devotional books and daily cards there in the back, as well as a children's map to help the younger among us. If you are a parent of young children, those are on the tables in the back. The map is kind of like an Advent calendar, just for Lent. Please take advantage of these opportunities to grow and reflect. There are also some changes coming around the office in the next few weeks. Here to share a little bit more is David Meadows. David?
Good morning. I actually have two things to share with you this morning, and I'll keep you in suspense on the office changes by sharing with you first that the Camp Blue Diamond annual dinners are coming up very soon, actually March 15th. And I didn't have information in time to get it into the newsletter, so I wanted to be sure to call that to your attention. It is on March 15th and March 16th. Some of you have been there before, and for those of you who haven't, I would encourage you to consider attending. This is the annual fundraising dinner for Camp Blue Diamond that supports the ministry at camp. And of course, Stone Church has been very supportive over the years of supporting Camp Blue Diamond. We also send many, many children and youth to camp each summer. So this is just lifting all of that up. The dinners are, again, as I said, on Friday, March 16th and Saturday, March, Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th. And this year's entertainment, I think, is quite interesting. The host of the History Channel's Man Versus History will be there, Bill Lepp. And he'll be sharing some stories throughout the evening. So the tickets are $50. If you would like to attend or you have questions, please see me or Jeannie. Jeannie is also helping, and we will be serving. So that's your invitation. We would be happy to bring you your food, your beverages, a little smile every now and then, and would be happy to serve you on those evenings. All right, the other announcement is that our dear Rowan in the office will be moving on to their next life adventure. And some of you may know that we already knew that when we hired them originally. We knew that they would be going to medical school eventually, and it's time. In fact, they'll be moving on first to a program that helps them get ready for medical school and then moving into medical school. So what does that mean for us? Well, we've seen this transition before, but nonetheless, we have some work to do. So we have called a search committee already, and we'll be having our first meeting immediately after worship today. We will be advertising that position very quickly. In fact, I'm hoping tomorrow will be the first time we start to see that announcement go out. So I would encourage you to do a few things. Number one, think about who you know who may be a good fit for that role. We are not seeking applicants from within the church, but instead, if you would think about who you know in our community, in your organizations, and in the surrounding area, who might be a good for the good fit for this position. And then any way that you can share the news, share the advertisement, we would appreciate that. And then also I would invite you to be thinking about the ways that you might help us to make this transition. We know that Rowan will be leaving us likely before we can have anyone new in the position. Now, of course, we're hopeful, but that would have to be a really quick search and hiring and training to get someone in before Rowan has moved on. So if you would think about the ways that you might support Stone Church, support the operation, we likely don't know all of the things that Rowan does. There are many, and there are some really obvious ways to support those things. But if you would think about the other pieces of what gets done in the office, I would ask for your patience, I would ask for your support, and I would ask for you to continue to hold the church in prayer as we go through this transition. Thank you.
Sad for us, exciting for them. We will find our way on together. This morning in worship, we return to our 21st Century Faith series. As you may recall, with each installment, we look at the ways our 21st century realities, often very different from the world of 2,000 years ago, shape the way we read and understand the scriptures. This morning, we're looking at mental health. Mental health and mental illness weren't categories that people talked about or understood in Jesus' day. To be fair, there's much we don't talk about or understand even now. After worship, you can join us downstairs in the fellowship hall for our Experts Among Us series. We'll have lunch and hear more about mental health from our own Abby Morgan, who is herself a counselor and music therapist. The service today is structured to try and help us move through a process of seeing one another, recognizing the needs around us, allowing ourselves to be seen, risking the vulnerability of sharing our emotions with God and each other, and then moving into compassionate help for each other and those around us. So may the music of the prelude center you into this time of worship together. Thank you.
I invite you to please rise as you are able and join me in the responsive invocation printed in your bulletins. O God, come into our place of worship this day and enliven us. Come into each heart, each story, each prayer, each song, each life here today, so that we may live and love with purpose, courage, and beauty. O God, who has created each of us in your image and made us one body, each as holy vessels of your presence to one another, create in and among us a holy place. Give us hearts and minds, we pray, to be open to human vulnerability, to listen to each other with patient and thoughtful attention and support, perceive the grace of the differences in our embodied experience, to resist what excludes and diminishes, and to dismantle what acts as barriers to flourishing together in love and justice. O God, help us to trust your Spirit's work to make us whole together in relationships of mutuality and partnership, in sacred rhythms of giving and receiving. Gather us together to be your people in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
How we create a community together that truly sees one another and allows ourselves to be seen is by spending time together. And so we take this opportunity as a part of worship to check in with one another, to greet one another and share a kind word, welcoming each other in love. Be sure to greet both those dear friends you already know and to introduce yourselves to some new friends as well. The music will bring us back. You don't have to worry about the time. So intentionally engage in this time of sharing together.
Morning, everyone. Are we able to talk among ourselves? Can you hear me? I've unmuted myself.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is that you, Kim? That whose voice I'm hearing?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, good. Good, good. Good to hear you.
How are you doing, Kim?
I'm pretty much pain-free at this point, but I'm going to be tired for a while.
Okay,
so,
but pain-free is good.
Yeah,
yes.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, good neighbors.
Morning. Good morning, Diane.
Yes.
Good morning. It's good to see you.
Take my glasses off so I can see better. Yeah. Good morning, John. How you doing down there? Betty Ann,
Betty Ann is on, but I think John may not be unmuted.
Yeah, John, stop mute.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Hi, Ruth.
Morning,
hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Diane.
Good morning. Hello, Latimers. You're still muted, but we're saying hello.
What do you call the action going on in the front of the church?
He's there. Passing the peace.
Passing the peace.
Yep.
Passing the peace.
God love you.
Greeting mm-hmm. one another.
Yes.
Good morning, Betty Ann.
Good morning, Jane. Daniel. Good morning.
Betty Ann, you're muted.
Yes.
Yeah. It looked like her lips were moving.
So, Daniel, you're upright.
Oh, here, look. There's a pile of them up there.
That's very good.
Hi, choir.
That's funny. I wish they'd mute the sanctuary. It's quite noisy.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Has everybody seen Belle's dragon pictures, dragons and books?
Yeah.
They're fabulous.
Where are they?
They're posted on Facebook. Just search for Belle.
Oh, okay.
And they're just absolutely gorgeous.
Ah.
And very funny. Very funny. And she's going to do a t-shirt and that supports the humanities department. And it says something like, in a world of bookworms, be a book dragon. Ruth's nodding her head. Did I? So I must have gotten it right.
Close enough.
Okay.
Might be perfect. Here's the music.
Yep. Yeah, it's gathering music. Okay.
Time for the younger among us. So if you have a prayer card, hold it up high and they will collect it for you and then join me up front. Actually, Cease, do you want these? I don't want to get in trouble. Thanks. Oh, you're sitting in my spot. Here, do you want to take this to Daddy? Oh, can I reach it? Ah, there we go.
What is that?
Oh, you'll just have to wait.
It's a bear.
I know. So I have, good morning. It's so good to see all of you. I'm glad that you're here. I have two special things to share with you today. The first is this stuffed animal. There's some guesses as to whether it's a
bear or
it's a dog. It's a bear. This is Muffin. And I have had Muffin for a very long time. You can tell that Muffin is a loved, well-loved bear. So my friend, Allison, gave me Muffin when we were in college together. I was having a really, really tough time. And she wanted me to have something comforting close by so that I might feel better. And so I used to hold Muffin like this to help me feel better. Do you think that there are kids around you who have a hard time sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, I brought Muffin in to remind you so that because Muffin also reminds me that we can all do things to help other people feel better. Even little things can be a big help. Each of us can do something kind. So that's the first thing, Muffin. Anybody want to cuddle Muffin? Anybody having a day that needs some Muffin cuddles? So the other thing I want to show you is this book of Psalms. And I love this book. This book was actually given to Everett. The Psalms in the Bible are some of my favorite parts of the Bible because they express every kind of emotion. What are some emotions?
Love.
Love? Sadness. Irate, yeah.
Anger.
Happy.
Super crazy.
Super, yeah. So all of those emotions are in the book of Psalms. And what I love, well, the reason I love that is because sometimes we think that we're the only people who feel a certain way. Have you ever been so sad that you think you're the only person in the world who has felt that sad?
No.
Or that angry or that afraid?
No.
No? Okay, well, you just wait. It's coming. But the psalmist felt that. The psalmist felt those things, and they wrote about it. They prayed about it, and it was a faithful thing for them to do. And so when we can't find, or when I can't find the words for a feeling that I'm having, sometimes the person who wrote the Psalms can. And in just a moment, Laura is going to read to you a psalm, Psalm 88. She's going to read it to all of us, but I wanted us to read it in this children's psalm book. This psalmist is so sad that they hate their life. God feels far away and lonely. And so this is what they wrote. God, please listen to me. I am full of sadness. I am crying. I feel lonely and scared. Do you really love me? I'm calling you, God. Please comfort me. Now, if there are ever times, I know you said that you don't feel like that, but if there are ever times that you feel like that, I want you to really know that you are not alone, that you can always ask for help. You can ask God for help, like the psalmist did. You can ask your parents or Pastor Ben or another trusted friend in the church. It's okay to need comfort. All of us do it. And it's okay to ask for it. Let's pray together. Dear God,
help us when we feel sad,
or when we need comfort, and teach us to help others when they are sad or need comfort. Amen. Can I have Muffin? Thanks. Yeah. You want to go, Zach? You ready?
The Psalms plumb the depths of human emotions, reminding us that no matter how we feel, we are not alone. The psalmists set an example for us, voicing very real pain and hurt to God as an act of faith. Remembering that, let us hear the words of Psalm 88, gently holding those around us, for whom these words feel very true to life. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you, incline your ear to my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down to the pit. I am like one who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit. In darkness, in the depths, your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me, and you made me a thing of horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape, and my eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call on you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the shades rise up to praise you or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Are your wonders known in the darkness or your saving help in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry out to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast me off? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They surround me like a flood. All day long, from all sides, they close in on me. You have caused friend and neighbor to shun me. Darkness is my closest friend.